Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. KSL's top story this hour. We are hearing from the family of Tammy Daybell as jury selection in Chad Daybell's trial continues today. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Maria, Tammy Daybell's siblings have released a statement through the foundation they started in her honor. Michael Douglas, Tammy's oldest sibling and CFO of the Tammy Douglas Daybell Foundation, says the trial brings its own set of challenges. But he goes on to say that their love for Tammy fuels their determination to make a positive, lasting impact in her name. The foundation helps libraries and literacy programs in Utah and Idaho. Tammy Daybell died in October 2019. An autopsy report revealed she died of asphyxiation. Her husband, Chad Daybell, is charged with her murder and the murder of Lori Vallow Daybell's two children. Today is day two of trying to narrow down a large pool of people to eventually get a 12-person jury. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake police responded to a man with a knife at a downtown Salt Lake Chevron in the early hours this morning.
It was around 2:26 a.m. when four officers responded to a man wielding a knife at the Chevron on 875 South State. Police say he confronted the officers with that knife, and officers responded with gunfire.
So typically an officer-involved critical incident will take hours to investigate, and that's just the on-scene part. So right now we do have State Street closed in both directions from 800 South to 900 South. This closure is likely going to remain in place for several hours.
That was Brent Weisberg with the department, who confirmed those four officers have been placed on administrative leave, which is customary in officer-involved shooting incidents. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
A 20-year-old man from South Jordan was charged yesterday with attempted murder for allegedly stabbing his ex-girlfriend. 2 weeks ago, police responded to a call in Midvale near 76 South and Center Street, where they found a woman stabbed in a food truck. Police say the man's ex-girlfriend and current girlfriend got into a fight that got physical. The man reportedly stabbed his ex while both women were on the ground fighting. A man who is reportedly being checked into the hospital for a mental health episode escaped and stole a car over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell has details.
Police say the family of the 34-year-old was trying to have him evaluated at the South Jordan U of U Health Center on Sunday when he allegedly became agitated and started resisting hospital staff. He ran out of the clinic to a convenience store where there was a running pickup truck. He allegedly got into it while a security guard held on. The officer was seriously injured when he was eventually thrown from the car.
A passenger in the stolen car eventually grabbed the wheel and the car crashed. The suspect was taken into custody. KSL's top national stories this hour. Florida Supreme Court is upholding the state's six-week abortion ban, but it's also clearing the way for a referendum on the state's November 2024 ballot that would enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. Democrats are celebrating the move. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Despite the Florida Supreme Court upholding the state's six-week abortion ban, Florida Democrats tell me they're buoyed by the high court's decision to allow that referendum on abortion rights onto the state's 2024 ballot. They believe it'll animate their voters in the once swing state, now considered bright red. But state Republicans not concerned, saying the Florida Democratic Party won't be able to regain ground it's lost in recent years. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Former President Trump has posted the $175 million bond he needed in the civil fraud case against his business dealings in New York. Filing Monday shows that the former president obtained the bond through Knight Specialty Insurance Company. Trump and his attorneys now can appeal the judgment, totaling nearly $500 million. He has now obtained the $260 million in bonds for his appeals of two civil cases, including $92 million bond to guarantee a judgment in a civil defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Some prison inmates in New York are suing the state, saying they should be allowed to view the solar eclipse next Monday. Here's ABC Sherry Preston.
The New York Department of Corrections has announced that they'll be running on a holiday schedule April 8th, which means lockdown from 2 to 5 p.m., right when the moon will be blocking out the sun. The Woodburn Corrections Facility isn't quite in the path of totality for the eclipse, but six inmates are arguing their religious rights are being violated because they won't be allowed outside to see it. Those suing include a Baptist, a Muslim, a Seventh-day Adventist, two practitioners of Santeria, and an atheist. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. It is quiet out on the roads. A beautiful day for a drive. Freeway traffic rolling along, no accidents or delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I like traffic on the nines.
So I need to get the kids up earlier so that my son isn't driving quickly in a snowstorm.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
Well, hello, it's me again. And like me, I'll bet you're ready for spring and a little green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $199.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So for a lush, healthy, green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then West 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, a man is now in custody for allegedly stealing a car after he escaped the South Jordan U of U Health Center during a mental health episode over the weekend. KSL News Time 12:07. Police say skimming devices are becoming more advanced, putting your information more at risk. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the latest on a new warning from police.
Police are investigating a recent case where a skimming device, including a fake keypad, were fixed onto an ATM at a convenience store on 100 South Main Street.
Now these criminals are using the fake number pad on the machine's keypad to collect even more personal information.
Salt Lake City Police spokesperson Brent Weisberg advises that people slow down when they visit the pump, the ATM, or any other point-of-sale device. Look out for scratches, loose hardware, exposed wiring, or inconsistent coloring with the rest of the device. To give you an example, go to kslnewsradio.com where you can see a photo of the recent fake keypad. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
If you get a call from the Weber County Sheriff's Office asking for a donation, it's a scam. The Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook someone has been making calls to local businesses collecting funds for the Shop the Hero event. They say the Sheriff's Office will never call for a donation. Charges have been filed in a violent attack inside a Sandy Walmart. Police say a man is accused of punching an elderly man for accidentally bumping into his cart. 22-year-old Enrique Hernandez is charged with one count of aggravated assault. A former Cache County elections official is in court over accusations he tried to cover up a mistake in preparing for the 2023 elections. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston with more.
Former poll worker Dustin Hansen is facing a corrupt conduct charge for allegedly forging the date on a voting machines test, according to the Salt Lake Tribune. The Salt Lake Tribune also reports the state is accusing Hansen of using PDF editing technology to make it look like the office did in fact run the tests, as is required by Utah law. Hansen's next appearance is set for June 10th, and if he's convicted, he could face up to 5 years in prison. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
Right now, watch for medical crews in the downtown area at 5th South and 6th East. So far, I'm not seeing that it's causing any major delays, but they are on the scene and it could impact traffic. We've also had some unusual backups just starting to appear. There's likely a crash in the area. I just can't see it on the cameras. This is westbound I-80 going from just about 9th East over to State Street. Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. GoPave Utah is a full-service parking lot paving repair and maintenance company servicing the Wasatch Front. Contact GoPave Utah today. GoPaveUtah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a nice little stretch of beautiful spring weather. Sunny skies today, 59. 42 overnight. We'll go to sunny skies again tomorrow, 69 the high. We're jumping up to 72, partly cloudy, but a little breezy out of the south on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And a nice 54 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Congressman John Curtis has been getting a lot of phone calls about the TikTok bill that passed the House. He'll join us to talk about those strong opinions from constituents. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. Finally, some warmer weather. It's a good reminder that summer and short season are just around the corner. If you aren't feeling good about your weight and are discouraged about dieting, I want to tell you what's working for me. In my first 60 days on a plan designed for me by Salt Lake City Fat Loss, I've lost 25 pounds. And I'm now convinced it is the secret to jumpstarting your weight loss. 25 pounds is three dress sizes, 4.5 inches off my waist, and I've done it naturally, safely, and effectively. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn all that stored fat that you're carrying around. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. I've lost 25 pounds in 60 days. Many of their clients lose up to a pound per day in the first 2 months. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
When you crash your car, you get it fixed. When your computer crashes, you get a new one. But what will you do if you've been saving in a 401k or an IRA and the market crashes? If you're in your 30s or 40s, you'll be just fine. But if you're in or near retirement, you could be in trouble. Mike Stevens and his team at Capital Wealth Advisors are here to help. They can run a risk analysis to see if you're too heavily invested in the market. Don't let the ups and downs of Wall Street control you or your retirement dreams. Call 801-210-5500 today to schedule your risk analysis with Mike Stevens and the team at Capital Wealth Advisors. That's 801-210-5500. Crashes happen. Question is, are you ready? Capital Wealth Advisors, 801-210-5500. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
Held over due to popular demand. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Utah State Fair Park. Hot tubs discounted 40 to 80% to the lowest possible price. Starting at $29.99. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low-impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Everything must go. Free parking, free admission. You can't afford to miss this. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park. Visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Dave and Dejanovic.
One person described it like this. I like having 1,000 one-minute conversations. So often we think we've got to dive in head first and know everything before we can speak on something. No, we can have a bunch of little conversations.
There's more than one opinion, and more than one opinion or viewpoint matters. I want our listeners to walk away from the show knowing that more than one opinion is valid.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
the siblings of Tammy Daybell say their hearts are heavy as the trial begins for Chad Daybell, charged with her murder in 2019. He's also charged with the murder of two of Lori Vallow Daybell's children. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, four Salt Lake City police officers are on administrative leave after an officer-involved shooting this morning. They say shots were fired because a suspect was wielding a knife at a Chevron on State Street. 3rd. Traffic and weather together, Ricky.
That heavy and slow traffic that we had westbound I-80 from about 9th East over to State Street, that's already clearing and clearing quickly. We're back to a delay-free drive on the Valley Freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Blue skies today with highs in the upper 50s. We'll go upper 60s tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice sunshine, 54 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel deeply regrets the tragic incident after an IDF strike killed 7 aid workers. The U.S., one of many allies of Israel, to weigh in.
We've spoken directly to the Israeli government about this particular incident. We've urged a swift, a thorough, and impartial investigation to understand exactly what happened.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Paris, the victims were members of the World Central Kitchen, delivering what ABC's Britt Clenett in Tel Aviv says was desperately needed food.
The UN warned famine is imminent in Gaza. We spoke to people on the ground, first-hand accounts from people in Gaza who are suffering. Northern Gaza, the picture is even more bleak. ANERA, a US-based NGO, they're the ones that have decided they're going to pause operations for safety concerns. Together with the World Central Kitchen, it provided 250,000 meals a day.
President Biden spoke by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping, and ABC's Selena Wang has more on the relationship between the two countries.
There are also economic reasons for why China is willing to enter with more engagement with the U.S. In fact, very recently, just last week, a group of U.S. CEOs traveled to Beijing. China's economy is in a downturn, and Xi Jinping wants to restore confidence in China's market and increase that foreign direct investment.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is heading to China. Buying a home in the U.S. requires a much larger income, says ABC's Dave Packer.
Two separate studies from Zillow and Bankrate finding that homeowners on average would have to make between $106,000 and close to $111,000 in order to comfortably afford a home. That's up 80% from the $59,000 a year Zillow predicted a homeowner would have to make in 2020. The numbers vary by region, with the highest cost of ownership in the West and Northeast.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The TikTok bill that passed the House with bipartisan support has been stalled in the Senate for some time. It's been a topic with a lot of impassioned opinions, and members of Congress have reportedly said that their phones have been blowing up since TikTok shared the phone numbers of local representatives with its users. Joining me now live to talk about it is Congressman John Curtis. Congressman, thank you so much for being with me today.
Absolutely. Looking forward to talking with you.
So, Congressman, what have you been hearing from people as far as TikTok goes?
Well, as you know, our phones blew up as well. And we found a bunch of people calling to ask what a congressman was, because TikTok had mandated they call their congressman. And lots of very uninformed people.
So what does this say to you about TikTok and its influence?
Well, we should all be alarmed. Imagine if this was on election day and they mandated that everybody, before they access their TikTok account, watch a video about a politician that was from the Chinese government. You can see how this would alarm members of Congress.
What do you want your constituents to know in the 3rd District about why the House voted the way it did on this bill, why you've taken this step?
It's a great question. First of all, I want to make sure they understand this is not a ban on TikTok. TikTok has been disingenuous promoting that. This is simply a requirement to divest themselves of Chinese ownership, not a ban. So that would be message number one. Message number two is, you know, please use TikTok with eyes and ears wide open, knowing what's happening, knowing how they use algorithms and artificial intelligence, and knowing what they do with your data. And if that's your decision, particularly as an adult, then I'm great with you using TikTok. And I know it brings a lot of good and joy to a lot of people. But please just make sure you're doing it eyes wide open.
Have you heard from a lot of business people, those that promote themselves on TikTok?
I haven't. Hardly any. Most of them have been the people that were locked out of their app until they fulfilled the requirement of calling their congressman. But I just really haven't heard any businesses. And I think anyone that looks close will know that businesses don't need to be threatened by this. Nobody's suggesting that we're going to shut them down, only that we change the ownership from Chinese ownership.
So what do you expect to happen in the Senate?
Well, I hope they'll vote on it. I think it deserves a vote. The overwhelming bipartisan majority out of the House, and of course it came out of committee 50-0, I think the American people deserve to know where their senators are at on this. And if there's parts of the bill they'd like to fix, I think we welcome that in the House. Let's make some amendments and send it back to the House. It doesn't mean it's a perfect bill. I'm happy to take a look how they would make it a better bill. But I hope they at least bring it up for a vote.
Congressman, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me today.
Of course. You bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Utah Congressman John Curtis. He represents Utah's 3rd Congressional District. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
You're looking at a good drive on the Valley freeways. No accidents, no delays. The same for the main secondaries. But you do want to watch for medical crews possibly in traffic downtown at 6th East and 500 South. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with nothing but sunshine. 59 today, sunny skies. We'll go 69 tomorrow, mostly clear, beautiful. Partly cloudy and breezy on Thursday. That'll bump temperatures into the low 70s. 61 with thunderstorms and a cold front on Friday. We'll go rain, snow, showers to follow on Saturday. High of only 46 degrees. We bump it back to the 50s for your Sunday and Monday with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
What a beautiful spring day. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 56 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Well, it's not quite so sunny in the financial markets. The Dow right now down by nearly 500 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more, and then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
We are Lions International, the world's largest service organization. We are volunteers committed to strengthening our communities and supporting those in need, one act of kindness at a time. For more than a century, Lions have been serving a world in need, right here in our community and around the world. Lions International makes the impossible possible. This is your invitation to join us, because the only thing missing from our mission to make a difference is you. Visit lionsclubs.org to find a local Lions Club near you.
The Salt Lake Chamber is Utah's voice for business. Okay, that sounds great, but what does it really mean? Well, as Utah's largest and longest standing business association, they support and champion community prosperity throughout the state. And if you're in business, well, that's a very good thing for you. Be sure to listen to the Chamber's Speaking on Business, weekdays at 7:20, 11:55, and 5:20 p.m. on KSL News Radio.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370. 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan. taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370, or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
KSL News Time 1224. 1 year, $95,000. Private college costs are reaching all-time highs, but schools say the real cost for most students isn't quite that high. ABC's Dave Packer explains.
As the price of some private colleges exceeds $90,000, the school's emphasizing that most students get some sort of aid that lowers that big price tag. But high school seniors shopping for colleges need to know how much aid they'll be offered. And that's been difficult this year amid glitches and delays with a new online federal financial aid form that was supposed to make applying easier. That resulted in fewer people applying for aid under the new system. Experts fear if that continues, it could lower enrollments or even force some institutions to close. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Future IKEA stores will be a fraction of their normal size. The Swedish furniture store is planning on opening up some smaller locations around the U.S. These stores will be about 2% of the normal warehouse size, and they plan to only carry the most popular items. Watching Utah's Money, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to shut down Al Jazeera's operations in Israel. Netanyahu called it a terror channel that spreads incitement after Parliament passed a law clearing the way for the closure. Al Jazeera responded, saying it holds Netanyahu responsible for the safety of its staff and would continue what it described as its bold and professional coverage. Scammers are always looking for ways to trick people into giving them money year-round, but tax season can be particularly bad. One of the most common tax scams is identity theft. Taxpayers usually know their identity has been stolen when they try to file their tax returns and the IRS says that they've already done so. Now, that can mean someone else filed in their name to get a refund. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 462 points, more than a full percent, sitting at 39,102. S&P, it's down by 45 points, and the NASDAQ down by 185 points, again, more than a full percent. Dogs might understand sit and fetch beyond basic commands, but KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell explains.
A new study in Hungary has found that dogs not only understand that words refer to objects, but they can activate a memory of the object as well. Researchers would say a word like treat to the dog during the study, then they would show them either the treat or something else. Patterns in dogs' brains were different when the word and the object matched compared to when they didn't match. Similar thing happened with humans.
The researchers want to see if the same is true for other mammals.
It's spring, and it feels good.
Sunny and 71 on Thursday. Glorious. It's the warm before the storm.
By Saturday, it's cold enough that we could see the rain transitioning to snow, even for valleys.
Well, for a couple of days anyway. Get a reliable KSL forecast for this week and conference weekend every 10 minutes on the 9s on KSL News Radio.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Here comes summer, like a wave of change.
Soda Weight Loss wants to help you look amazing in your swimsuit and shorts, but you got to get started right now at SodaWeightLoss.com. No time? Try Soda's at-home program with all the support you need online.
I didn't realize how unhealthy I was. When you start losing the weight, even that first 5 pounds, this enormous amount of confidence starts to build in you. You start to realize, like, oh, this is possible for me.
That's Lauren, and she's let go of 35 pounds with Soda. With their help, I let go of 37 pounds, and I've kept it off for over 2 years now. That's because Soda works. It's absolutely changed my life. Soda helps you break food addictions and get healthy for the rest of your life. It's why they have more than 8,700 Google reviews and countless before and after pictures and videos of people living the results every single day. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. That's SOTAWeightLoss.com.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
We've had a nice and quiet drive on all the valley freeways. It remains that way. No accidents, no delays. That's the good news. Normal KSL travel times up and down the I-15 corridor between Ogden, and Provo. We have had medics downtown in traffic at 5th South and 6th East, and a report of a possible accident 4100 West, so just past Bangor Highway at California Avenue. Need a perfect event venue? There's a place. This is the place, Heritage Park. Ideal for weddings, events, featuring 11 venues, beautiful grounds, affordability for any celebration. Call or visit thisistheplace.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another solid taste of spring today. 59 sunny skies with high pressure building on in. 42 overnight clear skies. Tomorrow, blue skies again. 69 the high. We're up to 70, but it's breezy on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's a beautiful afternoon. Sunny, 56 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. KSL's top story this half hour, the renovation of the Salt Lake City Temple inches closer to completion with the return of the Angel Moroni statue. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has more. He was at the ceremony.
A January 2020 earthquake shook the trumpet from the statue's hand, which accelerated plans to remove it altogether for renovation. Today, that newly refreshed golden statue was ceremoniously hoisted in the air by crane, following opening remarks from Bishop Gerald Casse and other leaders with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We will watch as the talented crew restores the Angel Moroni to the top of the capstone of the Salt Lake Temple.
Renovation is scheduled to be completed by 2026. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Utahns are paying some of the most taxes in the country. A new Wallet Hub survey found Utah is 11th from the top. Mala Strong with Utah Taxpayers Association says our property taxes are pretty low compared to other states, but there is room for improvement elsewhere.
This is one where voters have a little bit of choice. So when a ZAP or RAP tax comes up on the ballot to pay for like a new rec center, for example, voters are able to say no to that. And then that 0.1% doesn't get added. That's a way that we can improve, right? Voters have a bit of a choice.
The Taxpayer Association found the average Utah family is paying $23,000 a year in taxes. Utah's biggest electricity provider says it won't stop burning coal for the next two decades. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
Rocky Mountain Power spokesman David Eskelson says this is based on one question.
What is the least cost, least risk portfolio of resources in the future that we can use to serve customers?
Eskelson adds the company has also faced some financial struggles, with AP News reporting that parent company PacifiCorp lost a liability lawsuit for a wildfire that could cost billions. Utah Representative Ray Ward says many legislators were also against a plan to explore nuclear power plants.
There were those in the Utah legislature that were very angry that they would say they were moving away from the coal plants at all.
Rocky Mountain says it plans to close its two Emery County coal plants in 2042. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The bill to get TikTok off the app store is still being mulled over in the Senate, and we're hearing from one of Utah's congressmen who says he wants to see it pass through the Senate.
Senators are reportedly making changes to the bill while the app continues to try and vouch for itself. In a last-minute effort to save itself, TikTok opened a feature allowing users to get the phone number to their local representatives by entering their zip code. Utah Congressman John Curtis says this proved his and other lawmakers' points exactly right. He told Deseret News it was just a reminder before the vote of how strong TikTok's influence is, and that it probably wouldn't have passed unanimously if their phones weren't blowing up all morning. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. White House is calling President Biden's conversation with Chinese President Xi Jinping over the phone today candid and constructive. ABC's Selena Wang says that China's actions in the South China Sea, fentanyl production, and China's support of Russia and Ukraine were some of the likely topics in the conversation.
This really is more of a check-in for these leaders. They are making good on their promise from that summit last November to really just pick up the phone and talk to each other more. Biden and Xi Jinping both understand that there needs to be communication to prevent any miscommunication from veering into actual conflict, with the issue of Taiwan at the center. That is the biggest flashpoint here. This is a democratically self-ruled island that China has vowed to reunify with.
Xi reportedly told Biden that the two countries should adhere to the bottom line of no clash, no confrontation as one of the principles for this year. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is announcing new safety standards for freight trains. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
The new rules require the nation's largest freight railroads to operate their trains with at least two crew members on board. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg earlier.
America's averaged more than one train derailment per day for as long as I've been alive. That status quo is not acceptable, nor is it inevitable.
Buttigieg calls the move common sense. It comes more than a year after a Norfolk Southern train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. For 67 years, the Tropicana has stood in Las Vegas. As of noon today, all guests had to be put out for its demolition. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
There was a time when the Tropicana was a shining jewel of the Las Vegas Strip. That shine has dulled over the years as bigger, newer resorts have been built, and the Tropicana has shown its age in the form of broken windows and chipped paint. Barbara Bogis has worked at the Tropicana for much of her life.
You know, it's sad. It's sad. I hate to see it go.
Now being chained up to be demolished for a new Major League Baseball stadium. Alex Stone, ABC News.
First look traffic. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
It's quiet. No accidents, no delays on your freeways or main secondaries. Overall, if you're traveling higher elevations, good road conditions and no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3.
On KSL News Radio.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying internet package. Don't wait. Call or go online to switch today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Equal bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, the Angel Moroni was placed this morning on top of the east spire of the Salt Lake Temple using a crane. This marks another big step closer to the completion of the temple's renovations. KSL News Time, 1237. It was a frightening time for a woman at a home in Mill Creek Monday night after burglars broke in. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Unified Police confirmed the call to 911 from a woman coming in around 9 p.m.
Female was in her home when she heard someone ringing the doorbell, and then she heard people enter her house and come up the stairs. She locked herself in her room and called the police.
When officers arrived at the home on 3200 South 945 East, four suspects took off in a vehicle. All found a short time later on the Van Winkle Expressway at 600 South. Lanes on the Van Winkle were shut down for about an hour and a half. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
We are getting an update on Blue Jay, the dog who was found shot on Friday. Tanner Tamlos, who found the injured pup, told David Dujanovic that the vets reported Blue Jay was shot between 7 and 11 days ago.
So right now it's just touch and go, see what his quality of life will be if he can come out of this. He is answering to the name Blue Jay, I just found out, and he is eating at the vet's office, and he's put on 3 pounds since going to the vet on Friday night.
Vets told her Blue Jay has shrapnel lodged in his brain and will lose his eyesight. He has surgery scheduled for today if he can handle the anesthesia. Now, they say it's a miracle that he survived this long. A boy was hospitalized after he fell from a ski lift at Park City Mountain Resort yesterday morning. Park City Fire Department couldn't give an update on the boy's current condition, but he was taken to the hospital in Salt Lake City. Arches National Park has entered its busy season, and it's the third year the park is using a timed entry system to spread the crowds out throughout the day. KSL-TV's Daniel Woodruff has more.
Today marks the beginning of peak season at Arches, and for the third year in a row, the park is using a timed entry system to let visitors inside. That means you have to go online and reserve a time slot in advance to enter.
One park official says the purpose is to spread out visitation more evenly throughout the year. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
For those who are traveling any of the Valley freeways, you're good to go. If you happen to be out and about to grab a bite to eat in downtown, no problems reported there. We had an accident reported, a report of a possible accident at California Avenue at 4100 West, but so far, I'm not seeing any kind of real delays or issues in that area. IFA Country Stores have Spring Farm Specials from April 1st to April 7th. Grow everything you need, from gardens and grass to flocks and four-legged friends. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a little warming trend working into the first week of April. Sunny skies today, 59 degrees. 69 tomorrow, blue skies. High pressure moves off to the east, allowing for winds to kick up out of the south on Thursday. 72 the high, partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's sunny and 54 degrees downtown. Coming up on Utah's New News, the Salt Lake Bees will host their final opening day at Smith's Ballpark today. We will talk to KSL Sports on what this day means for the team. That's coming up, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. Over the years, I've talked a lot about hard water takes years off the life of water heaters and other appliances in your home, leaves scum on the shower walls, and you almost need a jackhammer to remove that. I've talked about how Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer, their water softeners are maintenance-free. You just don't need adjustment, and they do the job with two-thirds less salt than other softeners. But today, I want to talk about the exhilarating feeling of stepping into a hot bath or shower and feeling that pure, soft water cascade over your skin. It feels like every pore in your body wants to stand up and start singing. And afterward, there are no itchy hard water deposits sticking all over you. You really should look into a soft water system from Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. You can learn more about Kinetico by giving them a call at 801-576-8600 or log on to Soft Water Utah. Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. Then sit back and enjoy your shower even more.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed. That's lower than most big box stores. These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
Some things are better together, like burgers and fries, movies and popcorn, and auto and home insurance. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you bundle your auto and home coverage in one policy, saving you money. And if a storm hits and both are damaged, you'll pay a single deductible. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Jazz fans, secure your seats for the next NBA season by getting season tickets. Season ticket members get special perks like team store discounts, savings on in-arena concessions, and more. Be there for every moment during the 2024-25 season by calling or texting 801-355-DUNK today. 801-355-DUNK. Let's go, Jazz.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Our goal every day on Inside Sources is to help you divide the rage from the reason, elevate the conversation, connect the dots, and make the news make sense in your world. We have conversations with great thinkers, with great leaders, and great people who are just out there making a difference in the world. Now, we do talk about politics, but only so we can discuss society and culture. And then we explore society and culture so we can discuss principles and the people in America and the state of Utah who actually live them and apply them every day. We bring the best and brightest minds to the state of Utah, and we love to take the Utah model and send it out to our nation's capital and beyond. Every day on Inside Sources, you'll be part of that conversation. To help you understand things in a different way, we'll get you to think again about what you think you know. But most important, we're going to help you have confidence to have crucial conversations in your community and in your own home.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the TikTok bill is still being mulled over in the Senate. Lawmakers are reportedly making changes. Meanwhile, the app is trying all last-minute efforts to save itself. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, jury selection continues today for Chad Daybell's murder trial. This comes as his ex-wife's family is releasing a statement about the trial and Tammy Daybell's legacy. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have a new crash called out. Foothill Drive at about 20th South. And for those traveling the freeways, no accidents, no delays. You're looking at a good drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High pressure moving back into the region. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The UN Secretary General says 196 aid workers have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war. That's after seven members working for the World Central Kitchen were killed by an Israeli strike. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said,
"We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen, which has been relentless in working to get food to those who are hungry in Gaza and, quite frankly, around the world."
Israel's promised to investigate. President Biden spoke by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The White House said the call was candid and constructive, and the two discussed Taiwan, artificial intelligence, and security issues. Wisconsin's Democratic governor vetoed a bill that would have banned transgender athletes from competing on high school teams that align with their gender identity. And there's been a day-long sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow is down more than 400 points. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The Salt Lake Bees will play their opening game of the season against the Tacoma Rainiers today. It's the last opening day game that they will ever play at Smith's Ballpark. Joining me now live to talk about this significant day is KSL Sports digital producer Brian Priest. Brian, thanks for being with me.
Well, it's a pleasure to join you again, Maria. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. So, Brian, talk about this. This is a significant day. What does it mean for the team?
Well, you know, opening day always represents something extra special in baseball because, you know, for a season built on the major league level around 162 games, it's often referred to as a marathon and less of a sprint. But for opening day, it's opening day, that first series of the year is the entire season. So it becomes even more magnified as that one game. You know, I had a chance to get out to the Bees Media Day the other day, and I was talking with second-year Bees outfielder Jordan Adams, and he likened opening day to the first day of school. You know, you get up out of bed, you're excited, you've got your new school outfit clothes picked out, and you throw those on, and you get to go out and be around all your friends, and that's kind of what opening day is at the ballpark. You get your ballpark family, everybody comes back together, the people that you were sitting by last year, you get to become reacquainted with the Salt Lake Bees, and it's a really exciting time.
So is the team a little sentimental about the fact that this is the last opening day at Smith's Ballpark, or are they just excited to move to a new stadium?
I think the team in general, because most of the guys aren't spending several years in Salt Lake City. You know, they're coming here in Salt Lake and hoping that it's a waypoint so that they can get to the big league. So for most of them, it's just kind of, you know, we're playing where we're told to play, and then next year we'll play where we're told then. But I think you can take a look at Keith Johnson, the third time managing the Salt Lake Bees coming into this year. I think he's entering his ninth season as a manager of the Bees. He previously played here back in 2002, and he's a guy who makes his home in Salt Lake City in the off season. So I think Keith is a guy who definitely has more of that sentimentality towards Smith's Ballpark and understands what the ballpark and baseball have meant to the community. And I know that, you know, he's excited to get back in there and close out, have the opportunity to close out Smith's Ballpark on a high note with this team.
Mm-hmm. So what are we expecting from the team this season?
The Angels, as they have in previous years, unfortunately for fans here in Salt Lake, the Angels a lot of times like to focus their talent at the Double-A level. But we do have some really exciting guys on this team. I think I previously mentioned Jordan Adams. He is an outfielder who last year set the B's single-season stolen base record. He was previously an Under Armour All-American as a football player. And so he brings some incredible athleticism to the field. Pitcher Kenny Rosenberg is going to be getting the start today for opening day at Smith's Ballpark. And he talked a little bit about the importance of that for him and being able to take the ball and go out there. And, you know, he mentioned wearing the black and yellow and getting to open up Smith's Ballpark one more time. And, he's excited for that. And I think, as far as the team in general goes, you're looking at an example of what they did last year. It was they were very aggressive on the base paths. They like to swing the bat. They like to put runs on the board. And, in the Pacific Coast League, there's a lot of runs typically scored. So coming out to the ballpark, you can look for some fireworks both on the field and after the game, as fans have always loved.
Well, it's a perfect day for it. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you, Maria. Have a great one.
You too. Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL Sports digital producer Brian Priest. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are starting to see a little bit of backup on Foothill Drive. It's due to an accident reported at about 1900 20th South in that vicinity. So just keep an eye out for crews arriving at the scene. There are possible injuries involved with this. But if you're traveling any of the Valley freeways, you're good to go. No accidents, no delays. Even I-15 looking good both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Get Mr. Mac's Performance Missionary Package, including one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, highs in the 50s with sunny skies today. 69 tomorrow, blue skies, beautiful. Partly cloudy for your Thursday, 72. It'll be breezy out of the south. Those winds will kick in another cold front on Friday. High of 61, breezy, thunderstorms. Chance for rain and snow to follow on Saturday, 46. We'll then go to 50s on Sunday and Monday with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 55 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Well, I wish the financial markets were as nice as this day is that we're experiencing. But the Dow down by more than 400 points. Complete update of your money news coming up next.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit advancedwindowsusa.com.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PI or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PI Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan, and things are looking up. The sun is out, and you should be too. Spring break is just around the corner, so book your stay, pack your bags, and come and play. We're kicking off spring break with the annual Original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. You'll be spread out over 160 acres of beautiful scenery while you pet all the baby animals like lambs, goats, piglets, bunnies, and chicks. March 28th through the 30th also features exotic animals. You can see baby bears from Yellowstone Bear World April 3rd through the 6th, which is also when Baby Animal Days combines with the annual Mountain Man Rendezvous. Watch demonstrations like flint and steel fire starting, bullet making and leatherworking, and scrimshaw. Wait, do you even know what that is? It doesn't matter. Come and see at the American West Heritage Center. Logan has so many great things to do. Come for spring break or anytime you need a break. Vacation in Logan. Just get in the car. ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
KSL News Time, 1255. Monthly car payments are down, but only slightly.
The average monthly payment for a new car in the first quarter of this year was $735. That's only $4 lower than the previous quarter. Used car payments are pricey too, sitting at $546 on average. That data comes from Edmunds.com, which also found about 17% of new vehicle shoppers are now opting for payments over $1,000 a month. Edmunds blames all those big car payments on high interest rates. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, the Dow is down by 419 points, sitting at 39,148. S&P, it's down by 46. The NASDAQ down by 190. That's more than a full percent.